The French Overseas Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, says France stands ready for a new accord in New Caledonia should voters again reject independence. In 2018 and 2020, a majority of voters in New Caledonia opted to stay French. A third vote is possible under the terms of the Noumé Accord, which has been the roadmap for New Caledonia since 1998. No matter the outcome of the last vote, Mr. Lecornu says the status quo will end. To discuss this, I asked my colleague Walter Zweifel whether Mr. Lecornu's widely reported comments are anything new.
Well, not really. He's essentially restating an earlier position, and he's also reflecting the sharp divide that there's in New Caledonia and the need to try to find some sort of peaceful coexistence. In his comments, he's sort of downplaying the viability of independence, saying that if it is not well prepared, it will result in an economic and social disaster. And this is a comment that he made in one way or another already last year when he was in New Caledonia. At that time, he said it would have to be seen if Kanaky, New Caledonia, that is an independent country, would be able to maintain a separation of power and retain press freedom. He also said last year that France would never entertain privileged ties with a country which failed to respect human rights, and suggesting that New Caledonia would fall short in that respect.
And will there be a third referendum?
Well, probably. It's not certain. From April, it is possible for a third of Congress members to invoke this provision of the Noumé Accord and ask for a third referendum. The pro-independence side said all along that it will want to go ahead with this, whereas the anti-independence side has said that they would like to avoid a third referendum. They say it's already a foregone conclusion that no one will come out as a winner, in the sense that they will win and have ties with France retained, and that is something that the pro-independent side will not accept. So they would rather bypass this whole referendum process and go towards a new accord, towards a new settlement, and of course an accord that would tie New Caledonia back into France as it is now.
What would a yes vote entail?
It would give a New Caledonia transition period during which there would be a unilateral declaration of independence. That would also signal the end of the mechanisms that are in place now would end. That means financial obligations that France has towards New Caledonia now would end. Any future contribution that France would make to New Caledonia would be based on some sort of development assistance. It would also lead to a situation where New Caledonia would have to issue its own passports. That, of course, raises the question, what will happen to French citizens in the future in independent New Caledonia? Will they be able to remain French or return to France? These are questions that are open. A yes vote is also accompanied by the idea, at least from the pro-independent side, that there should be some sort of negotiation to find an association between New Caledonia, Kanaky, New Caledonia, and France. As Mr. Lecornu already pointed out, no one is really calling for a hard, sharp split between New Caledonia and France.
And in all of this, France sees itself as the arbiter in New Caledonia. Is it neutral?
Well, France is the guarantor of law and order. France is also running the judiciary. And France is also organizing the referendums that are pertaining to this independence. France is also the administrator of colonial power. And New Caledonia is on the list of territories to be decolonized. Now, for the pro-independence side, the French state is not considered to be a neutral part. And it's in a way considered that France is both arbiter and player. Now, in France, there's no political party on the spectrum that openly supports independence for New Caledonia. Well, on the other hand, some parties in France are actively campaigning for New Caledonia to remain French, notably the National Rally, also formerly known as the National Front. The National Front is very strong in New Caledonia in the sense that in presidential elections, for example, Marine Le Pen had some of her very best results globally in New Caledonia. And then, of course, France is keen to maintain its foothold in New Caledonia to give France global strategic significance. New Caledonia has also a large economic zone, outstanding biodiversity, and never mind the problems plaguing the nickel industry now. New Caledonia is about 20% of the world's known nickel reserves, which have huge value.
Now, is the timing of Mr. Lekornu's latest comments significant?
Well, in a way, yes. New Caledonia is at the moment in one of its worst crises ever. It is deeply divided politically. At the moment, there is no government, at least not a properly constituted government that can, for example, pass a budget. A budget needs to be passed this month. Otherwise, the administration will have to revert to some sort of French caretaker system. There's also, as I mentioned, this upheaval in the nickel sector. But decisions are expected this week. There should be another attempt to elect the president this week. There is also an expectation that some decision will be made about this Vale nickel plant, which has been on hold for quite a while. A decision was expected last month. It was held off, tied in with this political crisis over there not being a government. So this week there is a part chance that there will be some movement on how to move forward with the nickel sector and also to possibly have a government, be it for the first time a government that is dominated by pro-independence politicians.
Len Hola Walter, that was RNZ Pacific senior journalist Walter Zweifel.